What's new in 11.0, and that's basically a new optimizer release. New and new, but at least the cost model is totally new. So I think that from the optimizer point, this is one of the biggest milestones. The only time we did something comparable was in MariaDB 5.3. And the big change is that before, one cost unit, if you do last query cost, was one I/O. But one I/O was not really that exact. It was could basically be one I/O or one key read or one row read or one access to some file. And that also meant, and the things were not that balanced. So some costs were just taking, oh, this sounds good, let's use that. And even MySQL has that even now. So I decided to actually do something that you can measure, and then that also makes it very easy to fix the optimizer, that if you see that the cost is not something's milliseconds, then something is off, and then you adjust things accordingly. So, and we decided to call this 11.0 because if you change things in the optimizer as drastically as we have done, some plan may change. Hopefully, it should always be the better, because now we actually have proper costs, and it's really easy to change things because almost all costs are available for the user to change. So I just think that this will be a good foundation for all future MariaDB releases. So the with the optimizer, the idea is to get better table combination and better plans. The old optimizer was actually pretty good in deciding things for simple things, because if it found a good index, it would use it and so on. But so when you had to decide that should I use this index or this index, and this index I could use with a index on the lookup and the other one not, their things started to fall apart. And also costs between different engines were not taken into account. The only one who had some information was the heap table. All the other ones were more or less the same. So I wanted to fix that and also allow people to fine-tune the optimizer. So what the new optimizer should be able to do, it should be able to use the different methods to access rows, which is table scan, index scan, index merge and hash, and be able to choose those correctly what is optimal for for things. And I don't, only those who have complex queries should see a big difference. And I don't know how many users use optimizer trace that was added to MariaDB 10.4, but I couldn't have done this work without that, but because that shows me exactly how the planner is doing, and we have been able to use it to find out where the optimizer calculates things wrong. And as part of 11.0, have been lots of things added to it. So it's very easy to know, look at the plan and see if the optimizer does something wrong. There's lots of bug fixes related to optimizer, like selectivity. You couldn't use selectivity level 4 at all before. Sometimes the selectivity would become bigger than 1, which means that the optimizer would assume that you will get more rows when you have condition instead of less rows. So all that should be fixed. And we also had lots of new optimizations, like if you have several indexes that you can use, and one index is faster than another, but we noticed that the slower index actually will result in smaller set of rows. We actually use that as the estimated rows, something we didn't do before, but that helps with a lot of different plans. when we have created derived tables, before they was not using unique keys. I don't really know why that decision was made, but no, most derived tables using unique keys, which are faster, because the optimizer can estimate better how many rows we actually will do. Cost calculations, we have, there's lots of different places where we calculate costs. I basically gone through, as far as I know, every single one and ensure that the costs are comparable and will be close to microseconds for those. For example, we didn't really have a good estimate before. What's the cost of file sort? No, we haven't. We have filters, selectivity, metallization, using index for group by. And one big difference is that all disk access costs are now based on SSDs, not hard disk as before. I think that most people use SSDs with the database. But that's something actually you can change just by changing one variable. We also had a problem with a cost that if we, assuming you have a big table and then you have a small lookup table, we basically before we assumed that every read in the lookup table will have a disk access. But in practice, if this, the table is small, after you have read a couple of rows, everything is in memory. Now we assume that. Okay. So here you can see some of the costs. And one can retrieve those for every engine. And just to show the difference between InnoDB and Area. So InnoDB is using clustered index, Area using a direct access to rows, cached. So with InnoDB, basically the key lookup and the row lookup cost is roughly the same, which means that if you search for a key and you search for a row, both are using indexes, so it's roughly the same. While with Area, the lookup row lookup cost is notably smaller. So this is one example why it's important to do this at a very, very low level. All costs, all engine costs, and most SQL costs are now available. So for example, optimize a discrete cost. This is the time to read a 4K block from the device. And that's a typical SSD. If you have a hard disk, you just have to change that one cost. And the discrete ratio is how often we actually have to go to them.
Monty, is there a way on your system just to run something so you can populate these values automatically?
You don't. The only one that you need to populate is basically optimize disk read cost.
Okay, so that's the other
thing. They are basically there so that assuming something goes really wrong, then you can populate those. I don't see that they are
part of the engine behavior, not part of the IR
behavior. Yeah. So basically, the three things that you normally would like to change is discrete cost if you have a fast SSD. Then the discrete ratio, I plan to sometimes do that automatically based on engine statistics. I didn't want to do that at the beginning because if you do that automatically, that means that you do a query, and then you do the same query, and then the plan changes. That confuses people. It may be better, but so. And the wear cost is the cost added to each row. So if you want to ensure that you get the minimal amount of row accesses, you just increase that one. So how I checked all these things was that there's a part program, part of the server, check cost. You can run it with any engine. And it then produce, does a lot of different checks, table scan, index scan, key lookup, and so on. And then it you get the costs. And here you have the time in milliseconds for doing that. And if things are correct, you get as far close to one. And this I have fixed for all engines. So that means that I have a way to verify that the cost is approximately okay. It's almost impossible to get them totally, because even when you run things on a machine, things actually changes from RAM to RAM. But it's a...
milliseconds, right? It's about 1 millisecond, not 1 second.
Okay. Millisecond, yeah. There were lots of things in the optimizer that was cost-based, but still also lots of things rule-based. No, basically everything I found is no cost-based, which means that it's a easier for the optimizer to do choices. Therefore, there is patches in the DB that's all or still in MySQL, where it have a comment that MySQL prefers table scan. So let's reduce all index scans to half, just to force the optimizer to use indexes instead of table scans, which is, of course, a disaster for the optimizer, because then it gets wrong data and can't do good decisions. So all of those are removed. So no InnoDB gives the best optimizes it can, and that helps things a lot. And I spent a lot of time improving things from performance point of view, especially the row ID filter. Is probably 50% faster than before. More caching, simplified code. And I haven't worked in the optimizer since the first version of MySQL in 95. Maybe between 95 and 2000, I worked on it. And then a lot of other people worked on it. And they did a lot of amazing jobs in different parts of the server. But nobody took the time to ensure that how things related to this one and this one and this one, especially with costs. So all of that's now done. I also fixed small things then. I also changed that we try to use longer indexes if they are there. The one thing that is a problem is that, especially for the test suite, is that now when we actually have proper costs, table scans is preferred for most queries in the test system, because the table scan, both in the DB and other engines, is really, really, really fast. One disk seek and you get 100 rows compared to index lookups. So there's a optimizer scan setup cost. That I think it's 10 milliseconds as default, just to encourage the optimizer to use indexes for small tables, mostly because if you don't, that will confuse both the test system and users. And if they're small tables, nobody really cares if it takes 1/10 of milliseconds or 100 slower. Basically, this affect tables that are less than 20 rows, and that's unfortunately most of the tests in MariaDB have 10 rows or small.
Yes.
Less.
What I see in concurrency is that it doesn't work very well because it's doing a lot of full scan and